Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here, guys. I'm glad you all came, and just kind of open up your hearts to the Word and want to get more in touch with God and see things happen in your lives. It's kind of a cool thing. You know, I know what I'm going to do, but it's hard to know where to start because there's so many things just rumbling inside. And I guess I could tell you that, you know, I really love God. And if it wasn't for God, my life would be nothing. And I know God blesses my life. I know He brings things into my life that I would never, ever have if I didn't have Him. And I'm often at a quandary how to relate that to people. But I try, and trust me, I usually don't stop talking about it. But I'm just amazed to see the things that He's doing as of late. This week, again, was no exception. There's just been so many things. I talked with this one friend of mine, and I think he's a Christian, but I'm not sure. He might not be. Maybe he's not. And we really got down into the soul, and he's never opened his life to anybody ever. And so that was interesting. You know, when you actually try to get somebody to open up. And you guys have all experienced that with people. I've coined a phrase, I call it third level communication. And most people never ever get to third level. Ever. Ever. I mean, it just never happens to them. And so if you're wondering what it is, think about probably what you've never done, but wanted to. And he wants to get like that. He wants it for his marriage. He wants it for his work. He wants it. And then things came up. Third level things, which was interesting. And finally the question surfaced, what do I have to do? What do I have to do to get deliverance? He saw it. And I said, I will never change on this, but deliverance always starts with Christianity. You have to be a Christian. And then I taught him how. But it always starts at Christianity. You can never have true deliverance without Christianity. It won't happen. And then we talked about that for a long time. I couldn't get the guy off the phone. I had to go. I couldn't get the guy off the phone. And he's never experienced maybe even second level. I mean, if you ever met this guy, you'd know there's no emotion here. You know, there's no soul. It's like it's closed. And so that was just remarkable. Now, the conversation was just ecstatic. I mean, it was just pump, 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 you know. And it was just constant, back and forth, back and forth. It just wouldn't stop. And so I have visions of grandeur for that guy. I really believe the things that happen for him. I really do. And I've committed myself to him to help. That's what you have to do if you want to deliver people, if you really want to get involved and deliver them. There's got to be a certain level of commitment. And then there was another situation with a girl at school, the school I'm going to. And the night before, she had just prayed for Christian friends. And there we were. Me and my buddy at school were there with her. And we got into the word, and I brought up another phrase that I've coined. I call it deliverance before doctrine. And I won't get into arguments about doctrine if their deliverance is at stake. I will focus just on their deliverance. And because she didn't believe in speaking in tongues. And I said, well, that's too bad, but whatever. And I looked right at her. And my buddy and I have this rule. It's the way we operate. And I said, and I put my arm on his shoulder and I says, well, Colin, I have this rule. It's deliverance before doctrine. And she just ate it up. And so these things just keep happening. And I asked last week that you guys try to do this yourselves. And I just pray that it's happening. And I'm sure you have stories to share. And I believe that the more you love God and commit yourself to His ways, the more you'll see these things happen. And I can't imagine a life without it. Honestly, I feel like I've gone back decades in time when I was a WOW Word Over the World ambassador in Ireland. It's like a missionary experience, and when I was over there doing that, I remember they used to call me the Pied Piper, because everywhere I'd go, people would follow. It was like a legend. It was really weird. I mean, it was cool, but it was, couldn't escape it. It just happened, and it seems like that kind of thing is happening all over again. And I love it. I mean, I just love it. I was with a friend of mine on Friday, and we drove for hours, and we got to talk. And I got to tell you, it was level 3 all the way. It was amazing. I mean, stuff came out that I thought would never come out of me. And I feel like I got delivered more than anything I've ever experienced, because there's just things I've never brought to completion in my life, you know. And I don't want to talk about him here. I'll probably start crying again. But I just want the Spirit of God to touch your lives. I want you to move away from your life and move into a new life. I really do. I want you to change. I want you to throw the past away and just stop what you're doing. And I want you to start something new. That's what I want. And so I thought, well, how about if we look at it from a spiritual perspective and start in James, and I'll show you this in James. And I think it really comes down to true freedom from darkness. Because if you have any bondage at all in your life, you're not free. And that means that you need to learn how to do right in the eyes of the Lord. You need to learn how to do right. And nobody is an exception here. We all need to do this. We all need to learn how to do right in the eyes of the Lord. And that means that you need to face up to stuff that's going on in your own life. And you just need to do it. And it'd change your life if you do. I'm talking about stuff that you shouldn't have in there. Thoughts you shouldn't have. Actions that you shouldn't do. Ways that you shouldn't walk. There's just changes that everybody needs to make. And if this happens, you walk into a new freedom. A newfound freedom. And that's why I call it true freedom from darkness. Because darkness stops light. Well, it's basically the absence of light, but you know what I mean. If it's dark, then it's not light. But in James 4, verse 7, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so we put so much emphasis on resist the devil and he will flee. How many of you have ever used that verse, ever? Raise your hands if you've ever used that verse. I don't know if you've ever seen the sequence of events, though, that this talks about. First of all, there's two parts to this verse. There's a light side and there's a dark side. And the light side is submit yourself therefore to God. The dark side is the devil. And so the light and the dark are always opposed. And that stands out in this verse. Well, if you ever want the devil to flee from you, you must have already submitted yourself to God. You can't just say, resist the devil and he shall flee, and then you stand, resist, 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 you know. You have to do the submission first, because that's what it says. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But there's actually more to it than that. Look in verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. And we must humble ourselves to God. How can you say you humble yourself to God and you hold on to old man ways? Or you battle things constantly on the inside because of the way you won't throw things away. You hold on to old ways of life and old everything. How can you say you humble yourself to God at the same time? In my opinion, pride is on the other side of humility. And it says God resisteth the proud. You're not going to get anything from God with pride. If you've got pride in your life, forget asking Him for stuff. Get serious about it. It's not going to happen. God is a God of His Word. So this isn't written here just for make-believe. This is real. And it's important that we embrace it. It says He gives more grace. He'll treat you like His favorite if you do what He says. That's how I see that. But He says, God resisteth the proud, but He will give grace unto the humble. And so humility is everything. But pride will prevent you from being humble. Pride because you like your feelings. Pride because you like your thoughts. Pride because you like your actions. Pride because you're stuck on your old and you won't change to the new. And that pride is what prevents you from being humble. And pride makes a terrible statement. It says that you don't need God and that you don't really want Him. That's what pride does. When you manifest pride, you're saying, I don't need God, I don't want God. It's really sad. Whereas humility says, I do need God, and I do want God. And these last months of my life have shown me where I've been wrong, where I've had problems, and where I need to let things go. And it's brought me closer to God. I mean, I really believe I have the right to say this, because I've gone through it. I've experienced it. And I know what it can do for anybody that does it. I know that anybody's life can change dynamically if you apply these principles. And that anybody can get to the place where they say, I love God. And I trust in Him and I accept His ways. Well, the question is, do you want to be right in the eyes of the Lord? You know, you can say things. You can say, I want to be right. You can say that you feel like you want to be right. That's level two. And then you can cry, right. And that's level three. And so, where are you? Where are you? And what do you want? And how close do you want to be to God? What are you willing to do to make that happen? It's totally worth it. And God totally expects it. And I believe that if you want to be right in the eyes of the Lord and understand pride and humility, that that's what's going to turn this thing on for you. If you don't understand humility, you don't really care about being right in the eyes of the Lord, you don't really care about letting the old stuff go, you're not going to get turned on by this stuff. Get right and stay right, no matter how difficult it is. Just do it. Just do it. That's what we're all about. We're get right, stay right people. And we really believe in that. We really expect that out of each of us. You get humble and you stay that way. You never change. You just never. You never change humility. You get humble and you stay that way. You don't ever let anything pull you away from that. You bow yourself down to all things of God. All things. You just bow down to it. Catherine and I talked on Saturday, and we were both going through this, our Friday, we were both going through the same deliverance, the same day, the same kind of things. It was stunning. And she said, she got so much deliverance, she said, I just fell down to my knees and cried. That's what she did. And I said, that's what I just did. And we cried for about an hour on the phone. It was amazing. There's just something happening, guys. I just hope that you look and see. Just don't be stupid. Look and see and change your life. Don't let pride kill you. Humble yourselves and be obedient. Just do it. Stop bowing down to the things of the world. It's only after bowing down to God from the very depth of your soul that you could ever submit yourself to God. It's level three, guys. It's level three. No man would ever want to submit to God without first becoming humble. It just wouldn't happen. Humility has to come before that. And that's just the way it is. Humility always precedes submission. And if you really want to get to that place, then you got to be humble. One meaning of submission is to put yourself under obedience. In every way, to obey God's word. And God expects his favorites to do this. Why? Because he wants to show favoritism to you. And if you wonder why you don't see his favoritism like you really want to, maybe this is at the issue. So I have a do right formula, or a be right formula. Number one, become humble to God. And that means to bow down to all things of God according to his word. Number two, be under obedience to God. Obey his word. So the first one is become humble to God. The second one is be under obedience to God. And the third one is then resist the devil. You can throw the devil resistance out the window if you don't have the other two. That means you're just doing it on your own. You're not going to do it on your own. You don't have that kind of power. You got to have his power activated in your life. That's how it works. And it only works that way. You want to be a level one Christian where it's just words? You want to be a level two Christian where you talk about feelings? Or you want to be a level three Christian where you cry from your soul? What do you want? If you want to be level three, if you want to be a be right Christian, then you need to apply the be right formula. Humility, obedience, then resist and expect it to happen. But actually, that's not all. See, the devil is darkness. God is light. And God's light will always expel the darkness of the devil. Always. No exceptions. There is not one iota of darkness in God. Do you have darkness in your life? If there are battles in your life, you need to put those battles to rest. It's time. Stop the fighting. Stop the battles in your own personal life. Put them to rest. It's over with. If you think that your battles are right, you're wrong. Because there's not one iota of darkness in God. So there shouldn't be one iota of darkness in you. If you want God on your side, you have to put Him on your side with genuine humility. You have to put Him on your side. You have to put Him on your side with genuine submission to each and every aspect of His Word. In verse 8, draw nigh to God. You have to put Him on your side. And He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. It is a process, and it's a major reality check. Nobody's an exception here. If you're listening to this, nobody's an exception. This is God's expectation. He put it here because He wants people to draw nigh to Him, but there's only one way to do it. You can't make up your way. You have to do it His way. And I love that part about purify your hearts, ye double-minded, because it reminds me of Romans 12. You should have it memorized, and I'll just say it. Romans 12:2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's all about the renewed mind. And so, if you're going to go anywhere with God, you've actually got to embrace the renewed mind. And obviously, that's right down this alley. And then verse 9 in James 4, I read that, be afflicted and mourn and weep, let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. We're to take this really seriously. If you don't take it seriously, don't expect any results. But most people won't take this seriously because their lives are so important to them. My life is not important to me. I'd throw my life away tomorrow if that's what it took to see this come alive. Not even a second guess. I just would. That's how I feel. And that's from my heart. And I have no apprehension about that. Because I love this stuff so much. It's the way I am. There's nothing more important than putting God first in everything that you do. Nothing. And I mean absolutely everything. Absolutely everything that you do. I believe it's available to get to the place where your heart is so cleansed, so purged. And this is not a legal thing. This is not a religious thing. This is a godly thing. That you walk with such freedom in your life that you feel like you're always in the presence of God. I really believe that. And I think that's what this is getting at. So we should stop goofing around with our lives and start taking them seriously and turn emphatically to God. It all starts with humility. All of it. And then in verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. And you thought it was all about resisting the devil. This is about God lifting you up. That's what this is about. Humility and obedience and a renewed mind. This is all about lifting you up. Do you want to get lifted up? Or do you want to stay where you're at? You know your heart. You know your battles. You know everything that goes on inside of you. What do you want? What are you willing to do? What price are you willing to pay so that God lifts you up? I will pay whatever price it is. I don't care what it costs. Because I refuse to live my life and not tap into this. I call it level 3. I call it deliverance before doctrine. I call it be right in the eyes of the Lord. I call it having your soul so stirred by the Spirit of God that you feel as if you stood before Him every moment of your life. And I think that's attainable because it says, draw nigh to Him. And so He says, I want to do this. I want to show you my favoritism. I want to show you that by lifting you up. Amen.